War of the Roses on KDWB. It is called Erin, and she's at work, but she works from home.
Okay.
And Erin sent us this. It's an email, Fallon.
An email. Okay,
printed
got
it out. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Erin, I know you're busy. I know you're working, but take a minute and tell me why you're doing War of the Roses today. What's going on?
Okay. So I've been talking with this guy for about 10 months now. We had met playing that Words with Friends game.
I'm a big fan. Yes, I know it well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he had sent me a message, and we chatted for a couple months through the game, and then we brought it outside of the game into Kik, that messaging app.
Yeah, it's like texting.
For a while.
Yep, sure.
Yeah. And then we brought it over to the Google Hangouts. And, so yeah, we've just been chatting, you know, all spring, all summer. And then he has invited me to go with him on a few of his business trips.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in Minnesota. He lives in Texas. So he goes all over the U.S.
That's what I was going to ask, where he lives. Okay.
Yeah, he's in Texas.
I assume since you guys chat, you've seen pictures of him then? He's like sent you pictures?
He has sent me pictures, yes. We've never video chatted before.
Okay.
But we do the pictures.
But you do the flirty thing, and it's like, I've been thinking about you, and that sounds hot. I mean, you're doing the flirty, kind of sexy thing a little bit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very heavy at times.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Do you talk on the phone then? Like, do you like phone sex? Or, you said no video.
No video. We have talked on the phone once, and that was when he was in Chicago last month on a business trip. He called me to let me know that he got there okay.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Now, the suspicion is like, I mean, my red flag goes up right away when he says, come see me on a business trip. Don't come see me down in Texas because I'm married and I got kids.
Well, that's number one.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that you've talked on the phone once, you've never video chatted.
Yeah.
Are you friends on social media?
He says he does not have a Facebook. I do.
That I can get. I can understand not having Facebook. Yep. I met a guy this past weekend who said he didn't have one. His wife does.
Yeah.
But the other things are obvious, and you know that is why you messaged us. Huge red flags.
Yes. So, and I had asked him about that, but, you know, because some of these trips he went on, he invited me for all of them. Due to my work schedule, I wasn't able to go. So I said, well, why not just let me fly down for a weekend and visit you?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you know, I'm so busy with work in this fourth quarter and then again for first quarter in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, no one works 24/7.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he had a girlfriend or a wife, and he said, no, I don't.
Okay.
But again, you just never know.
You don't.
No,
really,
especially
don't.
Online. And you know what? I mean, there's creepy guys online that'll say, yeah, I'm single. I mean, it happens all the time, I think, especially online. Yeah. But the business trip, being invited on the business trip, but not down to see him, that's a big thing.
You also said that he changed, I think in the email, like locations from where you guys could have conversations, or he's been like not as active, right?
On his phone. So when he gave me his phone number when he went to Chicago last month, and I figured it was his cell phone. So I started, you know, just using that as a way of communication. A couple days ago, I said, I have some new pictures. Do you want me to text them to you or Hangout them to you? And he said, no, I'll just use the Hangout. And I did a little research on his phone number, and the area code is from LA.
Okay.
So I asked him, like, I thought you lived in Texas. And he said, well, our company headquarters are in L.A., so leading me to think that it's a work cell phone. Maybe that's why he doesn't want me using his cell phone very often. But again, I don't know.
All right. Well,
hey, can I ask you, can I jump in? Another thing, you only got his phone number a month ago?
Yes.
And you said you've been seeing him for, or talking to him for like 10 or 11 months?
Since January. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And survey says he's married.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
And you said you're not in love with him, but you obviously have feelings for him.
I have very strong feelings for him, yes. We've had amazing conversations. I've gone through a lot this year. He's been there for me. He's supported me. He's not judged me for anything. And, of course, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What's his last name? I don't think what's his name
Steve,
again?
Steve does deep research on people online. He stalks them.
Well, when we exchanged emails, his email came up as J-J-A-Y. But again, he's never, like, come out and told me his full name. So that could be a made-up name for all I know.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back and we'll make a phone call. And we'll, you know, you've got a phone number for him, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. So we'll make a phone call and we'll see if we can get him to answer the phone. And try the War of the Roses. I mean, he lives in Texas. Hopefully he's never heard of War of the Roses. And we
I don't think so.
Okay. How old are you two, by the way? Can I ask?
I'm 35.
And he is?
I want to say, I know he told me early on, I want to say he's 39, 38.
Okay. So you know you're about the same age.
I want to ask one more question. Yeah. If he actually does answer the phone and sends it to someone else, I feel like he's playing this game. If he's playing the game with you, he's already, like, convinced you otherwise. Do you actually think you're strong enough to cut things off with him?
Definitely.
You
can't. I don't have time for games.
Okay, good. Because you, first of all, you do, because you play Words with Friends. just kidding. But secondly, no, I was going to say you should, you need to block him if you do.
Yeah.
Not just stop trying to contact him. You need to block him, but that's
hard though, because you know what, you'll miss him.
That's the
hard part.
I went through that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to block him.
All right, stay there, Aaron. We'll come right back. All right.
All right.
Part two: War of the Roses. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Are you nervous about this phone call? I mean, you're about to find out some earth-shattering information.
You know, I'm not as nervous as I was yesterday when I put in the email. Mm-hmm. I think I just want to know for sure. Because he wants me to come and meet him this weekend.
This weekend?
Where?
This weekend. Out in D.C.
Do you think he's actually going to answer the phone?
I think he would.
Okay.
He's a very nice guy. He's, you know, not standoffish or anything. He's very kind. You know, and he's got some good things going for his personality.
He goes by Jay, you said?
Jay.
Okay, one other question for you. Why are you going to go this weekend to meet him?
Well, that's why I'm doing this roses now, to see before I spend any money on that.
Okay, gotcha.
That'd be a lot of money to go on short notice this weekend.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Well, let's find out. Not even voicemail. That's weird.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Okay, we'll hang up on that one.
Yeah.
Should we try it one more time? I mean, we've come this far.
Maybe, yeah.
Want to?
Yeah.
Right. Is that usually what happens, is a message after the beep?
Well, she's really only texted, I think.
No, she said, he called, I guess, so sorry. What do you say? That sounds like a burner phone.
Wait, what's a burner phone?
Steve knows all about burner phones.
I got one right here.
Please leave the message after the beep.
Nothing.
Hey, I got a weird question.
This happens.
Do you know where he's staying this weekend?
He did not give me the hotel name yet.
How about when he's in Chicago? I was going to say, because what if it's not even his name?
Well, I'm going to guess it probably is not his name.
Yeah, I'm going to guess no.
So that's what I'm saying.
Because you can look him up on Facebook, or you can look him up lots of ways. LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Guy like that's going to have a LinkedIn.
Looking him up, but I can't find him anywhere.
You tried to find... I mean,
I found a Jason, but there's... You know, I found like two in California, and I found like three or four in Texas. But you know, without knowing like the kind of business it is,
yeah.
What kind of business is he in? Did he say?
He says that he works in security assurance.
Okay.
For, like,
well, he is making these trips. Yeah. I mean, unless he's full of it, he's called you
once,
and he's talked to you from one of his business trips, right?
Yes.
So he probably is going on these business trips.
Wait, you said?
Well, I've seen photos of him, like Oh, see, that's the other thing, that he'll update his photo on the Words game, but he will never send me those ones. He sends me ones that he doesn't put online.
Okay.
However, some of them that he put on Words, you could tell it was Chicago, like that big silver ball thing that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So he was there. Yeah.
Very interesting.
He does, you said he does like security insurance?
Security assurance for computers.
Assurance, not insurance.
Oh, assurance.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, that something's fishy. Even if he doesn't have a wife, something is fishy. And I know it's not the normal scheme where he's like, you hear about where guys take advantage of women to get money from them. As far as I know, he hasn't asked you for any money. You said he's really nice. I just think
No, he's looking for like a hookup.
I know, but
he's like been playing you for a hookup.
He has been, and I think you know that. I think he's maybe been something you needed this year because you said you've had a rough year. But I think for your own sanity and for your own actual future with someone who respects you and treats you well, you know that you should probably find someone who isn't so weird and secretive and can only see you on business trips and doesn't talk to you on the phone, doesn't message you. They only, or doesn't FaceTime you even. They only message you through Rooms.
Yeah.
I think you know that much.
Yep. I've had this feeling for a while.
Yeah.
I think maybe in the back of my mind, that's why I didn't go to Chicago. I could have gotten the time off of work.
Yeah.
But I said, no, work can't get me off. I just didn't feel something right.
You know, this is what I would do. I mean, we didn't get any answers for you today. We maybe planted some seeds of doubt, but I would think I think that you've got a right to demand a little more information from him. You know?
I agree.
Yeah. It's like, no, you know what? I don't even know whether, you know, you've never invited me to your house. You've never, I've offered to come down there. It's, you know, it's kind of like.
You don't even know if that's his real name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've got a right to demand a little bit more proof of who he really is. And if he balks
like
at that one.
Is that something that would work?
I don't know, maybe an ID, maybe. I mean
I know that's a weird thing.
Yeah, send me a picture of your ID.
Your license.
Yeah. And if he doesn't do that, it's like, I mean, if I cared about you, if I was this guy and I cared about you and you cared about me, and all I had to do to keep you happy was send a picture of ID to prove that I'm not lying, mm-hmm. I'd send it. I wouldn't be like, well, you know, I really can't because some dumb reason. I think it's time for you to get a little more demanding of who he really is. And if he doesn't come through, then I think you know the answer.
Good luck. Don't go to D.C. unless you get a picture of an ID or something. Don't waste your money.
I don't even know if then I would go.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, make him come to you to Minnesota.
Definitely.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day, too, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.